At its height, St. Mark's Lutheran Church on Troost Avenue had a congregation of 1,000 people. But as the neighborhood changed, so did the church. Last year, the nearly 100-year-old church dwindled to a 12-member congregation. Casey Curran's Kayla Regan sat down with two people who are trying to rebuild the community by rebuilding the church.
Donna Simon moved a block away from St. Mark's Lutheran Church about a year ago. She was outside walking her dog one day when she decided to check it out.
The first time I came in here, I knew that I was called to be the pastor here. It's that kind of metaphysical pull this church has had on me since the first time I saw it. So the whole room just feels like God is present and active.
Soon enough, she did become pastor. In the background, you can hear her dog, Beasley, who spent most of our interview running around the Gothic Revival-style church. St. Mark's was built in 1915 and features high ceilings and dramatically detailed stone and woodwork. The fire marshal says it can hold up to 390 people.
We think we seat probably closer to 600.
Along the walls are stained glass windows depicting scenes from the Bible, like the resurrection and nativity. Then there's the Tiffany-style stained glass window at the front entrance. It consists of three panels, and other than the three crosses in the distant background, it looks like a nature scene with deep blues, greens, and purples.
That changes as the day goes by. It's just gorgeous. On a cloudy day, the clouds at the top look cloudy. And as the sun rises, it rises up over that window, which is really fabulous.
It's easy to see this church was meant to be a fixture in the community. It was the first English-speaking Lutheran church in Kansas City. From the 1920s to 1960s, the congregation grew to about 1,000 people. This was the time when the Troost area was a bustling business and residential part of town.
But the neighborhood changed. It became wonderfully more diverse. But unfortunately, that increasing diversity also led to a lot of folks picking up themselves, their families, their businesses, and running away.
And as people left the Troost neighborhood, St. Mark's congregation dwindled. Last year, the congregation of St. Mark's consisted of 12 members. Without money coming in from a stable congregation, the church building suffered. For a long time, it didn't have heating or air conditioning. Cold air came in through cracks in the windows and doors. Plaster peeled from the walls. But the small congregation of St. Mark's did their best to keep the church from falling too far into disrepair.
I don't know how they managed to keep the insurance paid, the gas bills paid, but they did. They kept up the insurance so that when something went wrong, they were able to file a claim and take care of it. And they have done a tremendous job.
Derwin Rice is the director of Tulips on Troost. The organization plants tulips along the street to help beautify the neighborhood. About 6 years ago, when the organization was just starting, a member of St. Mark's called Rice about planting tulips outside the church.
I said, "How many?" And she said, "Oh, 25. And I said, "That's not enough." And she said, "Well, we're a very small parish." And I said, "Well, let me come see." And I came and I saw this huge edifice of a church.
Rice was impressed with not only the church, but also the dedication the 12 members showed to keeping the church around, despite everything working against them. And that's when the relationship between Derwin Rice and St. Mark's began. He saw St. Mark's as an opportunity to help rebuild the Troost neighborhood, not just economically, but spiritually.
That's when I said, well, the neighborhood, the neighbors, the city has to do something to help these people who have been so wonderfully caring and appreciative of the sacredness of the space.
Last year, Tulips on Troost sponsored a holiday program at St. Mark's. It featured university presidents, the Kansas City Girls Choir, and the nationally acclaimed Kansas City vocal group Octarium. It was their first major fundraising event in years, and it was the community spearheading the whole thing.
It's a story I love to tell because I've yet to tell it to another church professional or seminary professor or, or my bishop, anybody, without them looking sideways at me, because when you come to church people and you say, so we have this thing that we do at our church, and it started because members of the community came to the church and said, we would like to help you rebuild, we would like to help revitalize, that's about when they start tuning me out because they think I'm telling a mythological story.
Since last year's program, the congregation has doubled to about 35 members, and even though it's small, Simon says it's incredibly diverse. They have black, white, gay, straight, old and young members of the congregation. Also, it should be noted that on Sundays, it's not only the members of St. Mark's congregation that worship at the church. They also share the space with a Pentecostal and Baptist church.
So we have this just beautiful sort of picture of what our area of the city is like, that it's all kinds of people sharing the same space and making it sing.
Simon and Rice are incredible cheerleaders for their neighborhood. They both say it has a reputation it doesn't deserve.
I love my neighbors. I know my neighbors. I have a front porch, and we all meet out there in the summertime, and you can't, that's not an experience I think I could have anywhere else in the city. I don't think that the things that are happening along the corridor, Tulips on Troost, the church revitalizations, the businesses that are coming and moving down here, the artists that are coming and moving down here, the environmentalists who are setting up shop five blocks down and trying to transform the community around them, it's all happening here on Troost. It's just a really special time to be here, and I can't imagine being anywhere else.
The history of Troost, we all know it, and we're all tired of it, and we're all kind of bored with it at this point, and there's such a list of good things happening in these neighborhoods that we often look at the negative. That just makes us all suffer needlessly when we could be banding together and helping our neighbors and being a better community.
With this mentality, Simon has defined a very clear mission for the church: serve the people around them. Services for the community the church could offer include daycare and job training. They're working on building a computer lab, and someday soon they hope to open a coffee shop which would employ area high schoolers. This could teach them how to be good employees or even how to run a business.
We want to tell the story of our neighborhoods as places of peace and hope, places where people can have amazing lives and can realize their most extraordinary dreams. And so whatever we can do as a church and as a community to support the rest of our community, that's how we intend to be part of the change.
In order to offer these services, though, they need to get everything up to code. The walls need to be plastered. The basement needs to be restored. They have an organ that hasn't been serviced in decades. All in all, to get the church completely done, it would cost about $1 million. And this weekend, St. Mark's held its second annual holiday fundraising event.